Hello?
Restorify and Toxalox. This is Jesse.
Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
I was asking if you could hear me because I did introduce myself. It's Restorify from Intoxalox.
What is it about? What's up?
You have a DUI, right? We want to help you get rid of that DUI from public records.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. How do I do it? Or what do I got to do? Do I have to pay or something? Or what is it? What do I have to do?
Yeah, the process is very straightforward. We can create an account for you on our website, and we can start a pre-screening process. Make sure your DUI can be removed. The pre-screening is free, private, takes a couple of days to complete. We'll send the results to your email. Now, if you qualify, there is a fee, which is $99, so you can split it in four payments if you like.
Okay.
Would you be interested in doing it?
Yeah. Do I pay if I get a, do I pay now or do I have to pay when, if
you're,
it goes
you're,
through?
We're going to send the results of your pre-screening to your email. In other words, we're going to tell you, hey, you're good to go. Your DUI qualifies to be removed. So if you want to continue, we're going to give you another phone call, explain you the next step. And then will be the payment part, right?
Okay.
But if for some reason your DUI cannot be removed, we're going to send the results to your email and just going to let you know that this is not going to be worth your time or money.
I have two of them that are like back to back. Like, so I have two. I don't know. Can only one of them go or both of them?
Well, we can take care of both of them, but as long as neither one of them are felonies.
No, they're both misdemeanors.
Okay. So yeah, if you don't have a felony, you're good to go. But still, we have to wait for the pre-screening.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want, you want to do that and then do you need my email address? Or do you have it?
Yeah. All I need is your name, email, and date of birth. Your name seems to be Jesse Starstead.
Yep, and then my email is just jstarstead@gmail.com. So just J and then my last name.
J, your last name. At Gmail.
At Gmail.
And your date of birth, please?
7-6-1985.
7-6-85. Yep. Okay. So all I'm going to ask is for you to check your email regularly in the next couple of days. Since, like I mentioned, we're going to send the results of your pre-screening over there.
Okay.
And we're going to give you another phone call so we can explain the next step, give you all the details like the payment and such, because you can even split that payment in four different payments. So it's even more convenient.
How do I know it really gets off my record and stuff then?
Oh, this is all legal. Matter of fact, when you go through the expungement process, this will be explained to you in greater detail in the next call, but you are going to go through a hearing with another judge that's actually going to make it all legal, get it off your record, so you won't show up on background checks anymore.
Do I have to go to court and stuff?
You have to go through a hearing, yes, but it's a different type of hearing than the last time.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And
we're going to give you legal proof.
That has been taken off your record.
So I have a question. Do you guys only do this for DUIs?
Yeah, for the time being, only DUIs in Minnesota.
Oh, because I have other stuff on my record that's from years and years ago, and I wish I could get that taken off my record.
I see.
Like, I have stuff from 2003, but you guys don't do nothing like that?
Gotcha. Well, you can still ask on the next person that's going to call you the second time because he's in charge of the legal matters. So you
is it like a lawyer?
Right. Exactly.
Is it a lawyer or no?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So,
yeah, well, then if they call me back, then I can at least ask him if there's something I can do. Yeah, okay, cool.
Right.
Even if
I
have to pay
you.
Always
ask, no problem. But what would be the best day and time to get a hold of you? During a typical week, so.
I wasn't expecting you guys to call on Saturday, but I work Monday through Friday just from 7 to 3 usually.
Oh, so we can call you Saturday or after
3
p.m.?
Yeah, or you can call me after 3 o'clock, after 3.
Okay, good. We can do that. After 3 p.m. is fine, or
Yeah, well, 3:30. I get done between 3 and 3:30. So 3:30 after 3:30.
Okay.
Then I'm usually at least in my car driving home or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. Any other question that you may have?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.